history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sterling, I'm normally on at this time, but I'm hosting it by myself this hour. There's a lot of stuff I want to go over. I'll begin with the assassination of Joe Cox, this beautiful young, fairly young, she's about 41, 42-year-old woman, mother of two young children, who was a Labor Party member of Parliament, her first term in office. She was a supporter of staying in the European Union. Now, before her death, it appeared that the momentum was overwhelmingly in favor of the Brits leaving. The latest poll right before her death showed that the leave vote, that is the vote to leave the United or the European Union, was about 5 or 6 points ahead and was growing daily. And that's, when you get in that situation, as a politician or as myself, a political scientist that likes to look at politics, you say, the momentum is becoming a avalanche. And the Khazarian Mafia global banking cartel side, which was desperate to keep the European Union in keep the United Kingdom in the European Union and the European Union together, because there are a number of other states that will probably break away if the United Kingdom does, effectively killing the European Union. And remember, the European Union was really the invention of the Rothschild-headed global banking cartel. So they had to do something, so they arranged for a classic lone gunman nut scenario, an assassination, which caused a great deal of sympathy. Of course, the newspapers, the mainstream media in the United Kingdom have been just, you know, demonizing now the side that wants to leave, demonizing this individual that killed her, and canonizing the poor lady. She actually was killed by the side that she supported because they needed a martyr to stop the avalanche. If you can't see that, you know, all I can say is you're being very naive. And we've seen it. We've seen lone gunmen, lies, scenarios, and assassinations quite a few times. For years, we were told, and people believed it until more and more facts began to come out, that Lee Harvey Oswald was the sole assassin of President Kennedy, even though there was a picture showing Lee Harvey Oswald standing in front of the book depository in Dallas as the motorcade went past. And they lie and they say, oh, it was somebody that looked like him and so forth and so forth. Of course, then they conveniently arranged his assassination by Jack Rubenstein, alias Jack Ruby, who was Meyer Lansky's chief operative in Dallas. In Robert Kennedy's case, they supposedly Sirhan was the lone shooter. However, of bullets that missed Robert Kennedy, they pulled out more bullets in the restaurant, the kitchen of the restaurant where Robert Kennedy was killed, than Sirhan's gun could be held. And there were powder burns on Senator Kennedy that were inconsistent with Sirhan firing him. We know Martin Luther King's assassination. The family has clearly said many times that the person they charged with the murder was a patsy, that he didn't do it. He was killed to try to derail Robert Kennedy's drive to the White House. It failed. Robert Kennedy turned things around and stopped a riot in Indianapolis. A month later, he was killed. Teddy Kennedy ran some years later, but he had effectively, his career had been over with Chappaquiddick. Chappaquiddick did not happen the way they said it did. The car had damage that was inconsistent with it rolling off of the bridge, and some of the blood on Mary Jo Kopech had been dried blood. I think they drugged Senator Kennedy. He was almost as bad as Bill Clinton in terms of chasing women, but he did not drive her off of a bridge, but they ruined his political career as far as being president. Of course, then there's the story of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, the night that he won the nomination at the convention, there were three American television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, the heads of all three networks. And remember, he was a Hollywood actor and had been president of the Screen Actors Guild. They met with Ronald Reagan, as well as some of the top leaders in the Republican Party. They all told him, "We will guarantee your election as president if you put George Bush on your ticket as vice president. If you don't, we will guarantee you that you will lose." So he put George Bush on the ticket. 69 days after being sworn into office, they almost killed him. The whole story about the shooter, his background and everything else is very, very strange. It was clearly an attempt to put George Bush in the White House much early on. Didn't work. If you remember the story after Richard Nixon was forced out of the White House, before he actually left office, they got rid of his vice president, Spiro Agnew. And under the latest constitutional amendment, he had the right to appoint a vice president subject to confirmation by Congress. He was supposed to appoint Nelson Rockefeller, but he refused to do that. He appointed Gerald Ford. Then eventually Nixon was forced out of office. Gerald Ford became president, and he very quickly appointed Nelson Rockefeller. And sometime after that, there was an attempt by Squeaky Form using a .45 to kill him, but she didn't manage to get the job done. What you have is a very, very powerful group of very evil, demonic people that are controlling things from behind the scenes. the European Union was always set up to be under the thumb of the Rothschild-headed global banking cartel based in the city of London. The rulemaking, and this is something I studied 40 years ago in political science, the rulemaking and lawmaking in the United Kingdom is purposely very opaque. It's very hard to follow. The European Parliament is basically a large debating society. They don't pass the laws. The bureaucrats in the European Union administration do. There are an insane amount of laws that every business, including every small business, has to follow. Far, far worse than anything we face in America. And people are tired of it. It's the EU that is one of the chief mechanisms allowing untold millions of military-age Muslim men from Arabia and North Africa to flood into Europe. People are sick to death of that. They're scared of it. They see their culture, their Christian religion, their history, everything about their nations being destroyed by the bought and paid for political crooks in office like Merkel. In Sweden, which was always very proud of itself as being a very safe, very well-educated, secure, prosperous nation, they have now gone to having the highest rape numbers in all of Europe. They have a large number of North African Arabs, very uneducated, dirty people who are there without their families, without their women, and who seem intent on raping the blonde Swedish girls. It's just, you know, inexcusable. In many of the European Union countries, the people literally do not have the right to bear arms, and the most they can buy is maybe tear gas canisters, a little can to spray. That doesn't do much good if there's 20 guys walking down the street a few feet from your door. In other countries like Sweden, the things haven't been so bad because the Swedes are very, very well armed, and they keep their guns at home. Germany, you can, if you have a gun, it usually has to be kept at a shooting range under lock and key. People want out of the European Union. The amount of people in the United Kingdom, the so-called refugees that have flooded in the United Kingdom, is outrageous. And the projections for what it's going to cost England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales over the next few years, just to house these people, most of whom are uneducated without any real skills as far as jobs, the amount that's going to cost them to house them, feed them, take care of them medically and everything is just enormous. And this comes at a time when a lot of people in the United Kingdom are suffering from a severe economic recession or depression. And you know, a lot of people are out of work, and then they're being flooded by all these so-called refugees. People want out. Now, this referendum for the public to decide whether to stay in the European Union or get out in the United Kingdom, it's an opportunity for the masses to speak, and it has scared the heck out of the globalists, the Khazarian mafia global bankers. They're the ones that basically create money out of thin air, and they use billions to bribe politicians all over the globe and to put their people in power. It's not an accident that in many cases when you look at our political class, you say, you know, these guys all ought to be in prison or hanging from a rope or something. I mean, how did we get such trash in Congress or in Parliament? Well, the reality is we did because there's infinite money behind the scenes to put the wrong people in office, to put people who are sociopaths at best, in some cases outright psychopaths in office. Hillary Clinton is a prime example. I believe that she is one very sick, deranged psychopath. She literally cackled over Gaddafi's death very brutal death. He actually had done more for his people than any leader in the Middle East or North Africa had ever done. He was a weirdo, but he took care of his people. But he wanted to introduce a gold dinar, and that was unacceptable. Now, moving a little bit further from there to Syria, what we have now in Syria is a very dangerous and growingly very bad type situation. Just a couple days ago, there was almost a dogfight between FAA teens and Zhukov 32s, I think it is, one of the top fighters in the Russian Air Force and one of our better fighters. The Russians were going to attack a group of foreign invaders that the United States were funding and paying for. They were met by these F-18s. The Russians temporarily pulled back as the American fighters had to be refueled by our tanker aircraft. The Russian fighters went in and blew the hell out of the terrorist on the ground and then left. This type of situation, literally any day, could get into a shooting incident between Russian fighters and American fighters, or Russian fighters and French fighters, or British fighters, or whatever. It's totally unnecessary. The Syrian people in Assad are not a threat to their neighbors. Israel once covets their land, and she doesn't like the fact that Syria is independent. Syria will toe the line like the Egyptians have and the Jordanians have. And out of necessity, the Syrians have gotten into bed, so to speak, with the Iranians. It's not, you know, this Israel, this tiny Israel, who's very well armed, can certainly defend herself using American tax dollars, American soldiers, American blood to fight to expand Israeli dominance in the Middle East is completely unacceptable. But worse than that, it literally threatens the safety of every man, woman, child on this planet. The trend line is we seem to be headed towards the Third World War. And let me tell you, a Third World War fought with 21st century weapons of mass destruction is simply not survivable. It will be a human life extinction event and a higher life form extinction event on this planet. It will literally be Armageddon, right out of the last book of the Bible. The only positive thing in that is once you've gone through about two-thirds of the human race being wiped out, Christ himself will return. And the Bible says, were it not for his return, everyone would be lost. We don't need to go there, but the trend lines are very strong and very clear. If you look at what happened in the Ukraine, the Ukraine had an elected government. Were they crooks? Of course. All sides are crooks. And in many cases, that's true of a great many countries. But the Ukrainian government was friendly to Russia, but independent. But that wasn't good enough. And we sent in a lot of money and a lot of people behind the scenes to overthrow the elected president. They set up a coup government. Which, of course, the United States and other NATO countries immediately recognized. The people in... we'll be back in a minute, folks.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hello, this is Tim Alexander, hosting this hour, NutraMedic Report. I was talking about Syria before our break. There is a story, by the way, that is out. Some people are saying it's not true. Others, are saying, yeah, it is true. I'm really uncertain, but I will say this. It could be. The report is that Sunday night, the United States military went to DEFCON 3. Now, DEFCON, the defense readiness status, goes from DEFCON 5, total peace, DEFCON 4, a slight alert, DEFCON 3, a rather serious alert, DEFCON 2, which is one step short of war, and then DEFCON 1 is war. We've only got, I think, to DEFCON 2 once, and DEFCON 3... a handful of times during the 67 war in the Middle East, Cuban Missile Crisis, and so forth. Did that happen? Well, this story was based on shortly after the almost gunfight between the American fighters and the Russian fighters. but it was based on some movements of strategic forces within Russia that triggered the DEFCON 3 upgrade. The Russians see what we're doing. They're wide awake as to what's happening in Europe. We're putting a lot of troops into Europe. We're making a lot of noise. In terms of ground forces, they're not really that big a threat to the Russian Republic. However, some of the missiles that we're putting in, and air defense missiles, are a potential threat to their ability to launch a retaliatory strike. In other words, we're setting them up for a first strike attack by us, and they see that, and they find, and they see that as a grave strategic threat. That's not a good sign. Hot air and moving a battalion around here or there, that's not a strategic threat. That's an annoyance. But when you start to threaten their ability to retaliate to a nuclear strike, then that is a strategic threat. Keep in mind, Russia has actually more nukes than we do, by a few hundred. But in any case, the vast number of weapons that Russia, and for that matter China, can now throw at us, there is no winner in that war. As the late President Kennedy said of nuclear war, victory would be but ashes in the mouth of the victor. In other words, you're all going to die. And the people that we have in power now, it's not Obama. Obama is a wind-up toy. He's the teleprompter reader-in-chief. He's a front man. But the people behind the scenes are, in many cases, old, Khazarian globalists who want to bring about their new world order. They want to kill most of the human race off. They consider us unnecessary eaters. They want to use robots for a lot of future assembly, construction, and so forth. The remaining humans, other than their clique, will be tightly controlled, will be chipped, and will be good servants. And if you step out of line, you'll be killed or whatever to keep everybody else in line. That's a nightmare scenario. It's the opposite of what God intended for this planet. And Dr. Deagle and I frequently talk about the spiritual aspects to what's going on. I maintain you can't fully understand the geopolitical and geostrategic environment without understanding the political aspects to it. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. My side is vital.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to LibertyHealthShare.com/option. That's LibertyHealthShare.com. /options.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Medical Report with Tim Alexander, Earl Sterling, hosting this particular hour. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, I'll explain this Earl Sterling a bit. I'm an American. I grew up and still live in the American Midwest. I am a historian and political scientist by training. 35 years ago, I got involved with this famous firm in London, Berks Peerage. They're the experts on titles and so forth in the United Kingdom. They're a publishing firm and genealogical firm. And I was their Scottish editor. I was their in-house expert on Scotch peerage law and Scotch titles. I owned a castle in Scotland, Greenham Castle in Ayrshire. I had two feudal baronies. I still have one of them, Baron of Greenham. And I began claiming adornments out of titles in my family that were very important in Canadian and American history. Earl Sterling, Viscount of Canada, Viscount of Sterling, Lord Alexander Tellybody, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so that's the story. I don't walk around Evans, so I call myself Lord Sterling, but we have a lot of foreign listeners, so I use the title on my news blog and occasionally on this site, and that's... if I walked around Evansonia and I called myself Lord Sterling, they'd come after me with a butterfly net. But anyway, so that's that story. Okay, last night was a rare astronomical event. It was the strawberry moon, which comes once. It's the full moon in June. It comes at a time when strawberries are in bloom. But it happened to coincide with the summer solstice. The summer solstice is either June 20th, 21st, or 22nd. Most people say 21st, but in reality this year it was the 20th. And two friends of mine and I went up to a nice place to eat last night, and we're driving back, and we see this beautiful moon low in the sky. It was orange in color, and it was quite remarkable. The last time we had a strawberry moon coinciding with the summer solstice was in 67, and it won't happen again until 2062. So enough for that. But anyway, the story in the United Kingdom is one I was covering earlier. There were a couple facts I wanted to cover. The over 50s in the United Kingdom, that is people over 50 years of age, are overwhelmingly in favor of exiting the European Union, 77%. Basically, and they see that it will end the United Kingdom. In terms of the migrant nightmare that seems to be the vogue throughout the European Union, unscaled EU migrants are costing the United Kingdom taxpayers £6.6 billion a year. That's over $10 billion a year in American money. That's a lot of money for a country that has a lot of people out of work. Even if the country was near full employment, allowing hundreds of thousands potentially a couple million poor, illiterate, migrants, mostly male migrants of military age from various countries in the Middle East and North Africa with a totally different cultural background, a different religion, a religion which is very aggressive, is nuts. In many places in France, it has gotten so bad that there are wide areas that with Sahara law applies. The police, in some cases, are even very concerned. They're very fearful themselves of going into those areas. That's simply unacceptable. We're getting to the point with some of the Mexican gangs that are flooding into this country. There are Mexican gangs flooding in this country that literally hunt down cops and police families, policemen's families. That's unacceptable. And, of course, in America, I think you'll find that the police will tend to hit back rather hardly and harshly at those people, and you can't blame them. But you need to ask why, okay? Why should Germany have allowed 5 million migrants into Germany, most of whom are single males of military age, who are Muslim, not Christian, who have values completely alien to that of the German people, who are mostly uneducated or very poorly educated, who don't have any usable skills that will contribute to the German economy. They will be parasites and a danger to the women and to the entire nation, the culture and history of the nation. And that's also true in Norway, Sweden, etc., etc. Greece is absolutely overwhelmed, as if they didn't have enough trouble with the austerity fascism forced on them by the EU. And why have we flooded America with illegal migrants? Now, let me stop for a second and say, I have a lot of friends who are either from Eastern Europe are from Mexico or Central America, and they, in some cases, are very close friends, but they're legal immigrants, and they make a very powerful contribution to this country. What I'm opposed to is the illegal immigration by the millions in this country. I'm opposed to flooding of Europe by Muslims who don't share the cultural values, the heritage, or anything else in Europe. And the question is, why is it being done? And you see it being done in many countries. It's not an accident. And it coincides with the fact that this, and there are different names for them, but I use the term Khazarian Mafia Global Banking Cartel. These 30 families are determined to break European and pan-European culture, because we're the ones that are the most industrialized, the most aggressive, the most successful in terms of military, fighting history, technology. We're the ones they want to break the back of, our history, our people, our culture, so in their new world order they can dominate what's left of the human race after they manage to kill most of us. That's sick, it's demonic, but it is the driving force behind what is happening in the world today. I don't like that. I know a lot of people have trouble getting their heads around that, but wake up and smell the roses. Actually, it's not roses, but wake up and look at reality. It's very scary. We're in an economic depression in the United States right now. We have something like 105 million Americans completely without jobs. We have a lot of people in their early 30s that are still living with mom and dad. They have tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt, which they cannot declare bankruptcy to get out of. The jobs simply aren't there. Increasingly for people with PhDs and law degrees and various advanced degrees, even in technical fields, the jobs aren't there because the economy is so bad. Wall Street, the global banking cartel, they're sucking the money out of everywhere. There's no reason for us to be in bad economic times, and it could be solved. Now, Adolf Hitler solved it in Germany. Adolf Hitler was a monster. He was 1/4 Rothschild, by the way. But he did demonstrate how an economy that's really in the crapper can be turned around if the basic fundamentals in that nation are strong. That is, the industrial might or potential industrial might, the infrastructure and all. We could turn things around in Europe, in North America, Australia, New Zealand very quickly. But there has to be the will to do it. And the people that are exercising political power, supposedly on behalf of all of us, have to do the right thing, and that's the problem. They're not doing the right thing, they're doing the wrong thing. We need to put people back to work. That's why I'm a supporter of Donald Trump. I have mixed feelings about Donald Trump. There's still 10% of me that says, I don't know if I trust this guy, I don't know if he's real. But quite frankly, if you look at all the people that are in opposition to him, the mainstream media, insiders in the political parties, both political parties, the insiders in Washington, they hate the man. That's a good reason to like the man. But the real reason I like the man is he's pushing traditional American values. He wants to make America great again. And it's not just a slogan. He wants to put people to work. And I keep saying, what in the hell is wrong with putting people to work? We don't need a welfare state. Welfare should be limited to those people who are ill, who can't work for some reason or another, who maybe need a helping hand for a short time. Welfare should not, for the average person, be a long-term event. People don't have, we all don't have to be millionaires. I'm not. I walked away from a fortune years ago to take care of my dying wife, but I'm just an average person, fancy titles or not. You don't have to be rich. But a person should be able, by working, whether it's in a factory or an office or whatever, a person, if he's willing to work 40 hours a week, should be able to feed his wife and himself, his kids. You should have the hope that if you're willing to work, you'll have a decent life. You'll have a decent, you'll be able to have a house. It doesn't have to be a million dollar home or something with 100,000 square feet or something. No, but a decent home and a decent expectation for your children. If you look at where we were in the 50s and even the 60s and where we're at today, the change is dramatic. In the 50s and the 60s, people didn't usually lock their doors. We had a side door when I was a kid growing up, and the meter reader once a month came by, and he'd knock on the door, and he'd open the door and say, meter reader, and walk through the kitchen, walk into the cellar, read the gas meter. Two or three times a week, the milkman came. And some people had insulated little boxes on their doorstep, but others didn't. The milkman would come about 5 or so in the morning. He'd enter the, had a light, a flashlight, I guess, and he'd enter the house. He'd go to the refrigerator, and there'd be a note with some money. We need a quart of milk or a pint of ice cream or something. And, you know, he'd make change. He'd put the stuff in the refrigerator, in the freezer, and he'd walk out and go to the next house. That's how it worked. You weren't afraid because there wasn't much crime. Crime has to do with breakdown in society and drug use. We didn't have hardly any drug use. You didn't hear about that stuff. My late wife's family lived in a rural area. They were on a highway, but it was a rural area. Their back door didn't even have a lock on it. And after her granddad died and they would go on vacation, the house would be there for a week without a lock on the back door. Nobody ever came in. Nobody ever bothered it. Things were safe. My dad would tell the story. Of course, he'd be about 96, I guess, if he were still alive. But he'd tell the story. And in the American Midwest, it gets very hot, very humid. People didn't have air conditioners. They were simply hadn't been invented, certainly not for homes. Their house that he lived in, they had an upstairs that was a porch, and it would sleep out on the porch. But some people would go down to a city park with a light bedroll, maybe a couple sheets and a pillow, and they would sleep under the trees at night. It was a little bit cooler. There'd be a breeze. Now, you know, can you imagine doing that now? You'd wake up with your throat slit. Things have seriously deteriorated. I think things began to deteriorate when they killed President Kennedy in broad daylight and got by with it. They put that monster LBJ in. We had the Vietnam War, which introduced a lot of drug use into the country, broke down a lot of morality, and things kind of gradually went down and down. We've had a period in the 90s where you had a lot of homes being built, the cookie-cutter homes, the mansions, you know, several hundred thousand dollars, and you still have some people that are raking it in. They're making a low six-figure incomes. But I don't see very many new homes in that price range being built anymore. I don't see that many new homes, period, being built. And remember, as the population continues to expand, the economy has to expand just to keep up. 30 years ago, if you went to a shopping mall in America, almost everything for sale in that shopping mall was made in America. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find, in the average shopping mall with multiple stores, you'd be hard-pressed to find 5%. Of anything sold in that mall made in America. Look at the clothes you have on, from your shoes, your underwear, your pants, shirts, blouses, dresses, whatever it is that you're wearing. What was made in America? Darn few. Darn few things. And that's the problem. America cannot survive, nor can Europe, selling hamburgers to one another. You can't survive, and there are a lot of jobs like that available. There are 20 hours a week or less. Obamacare killed the full-time low-end jobs because as soon as you get 30 hours a week, the employer has to pay Obamacare for several hundred dollars a month per person. They're not going to do it. You cannot raise a family. You cannot survive working at McDonald's or as a door greeter at Wally World at Walmart or at a grocery store, or many people selling cars. At one time, people selling cars made $30,000, $40,000 a year. Now people literally are making minimum wage or less. You can't survive on that, not in 2016. And yet, that's what people are told. Well, that's it, you know. Yeah, there's jobs. Oh, sure, go out and get a job. You're lazy. But they can't survive on the income. Why? Because the economy is in a crapper. Why? Because the people behind the scenes, behind the curtains, have deliberately destroyed it. We need to take America back. We need to make America great again. We need to make America work. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tim Alexander hosting for Dr. Bill Deagle. There's a interesting story. I have a little news blog, by the way, Lars Sterling's news blog, or Europe. If you do a Google search, Europe, Lars Sterling, it'll take you there. And this is one of the things I'll probably be posting today on it. conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh, Bill Limbaugh. I'm not a big fan of Rush's, but anyway, he presented his listeners with a question that should leave the GOP in Washington ashamed. In his radio program yesterday, he pointed out that while the GOP has announced a 100-day plan to take out GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, they've yet to come up with a 100-day plan to take out Democrat rival Hillary Clinton. Why, if you are a diehard Republican, would you want to destroy the one guy that has had the best chance to take the Oval Office for many a year for your party, and not plan to take or to stop Hillary Clinton? Hillary and Bill Clinton are two of the most despicable individuals that we've ever had in the White House. I watched the show on Netflix, House of Cards, and they have a president and his first lady who are really evil. They don't hold a candle to Bill and Hillary Clinton. I recently read that at Bill and Hillary's wedding reception, a lady opened a door to a bathroom, and there was Bill Clinton with some other lady engaged in sex at his wedding reception. Hillary is a dyed-in-the-wood lesbian. She's a dyke. She really doesn't like men. Although she has had a few affairs, Hubble was certainly the father of Hillary Clinton, not Bill Clinton. Evidently, Bill has had a vasectomy a long time ago. Sex is a normal thing, but when you are obsessed by it or obsessed by anything, there's a problem, a mental problem, a spiritual problem. In Hillary's case, she is just a very nasty individual. Bill Clinton is the type of person with that his smiling attitude and all. It's hard to hate the man even when you know what a rotten SOB is. But in Hillary's case, she has a lot of baggage. The average heterosexual male, with the exception of some real liberal people, but the average heterosexual, at least white male, in this country, does not like her. She just rubs them wrong. And increasingly we're seeing in the black community, in many communities, they're waking up to the fact the reason that we don't have a decent economy is people like this. We've got to change them, because if we don't, it's not only the economy, we may be looking at World War III, and it may even happen before the election. I mean, these people are nuts. We have got to get right with God and help Trump, pray for Trump, pray for our country, pray for our world. Thanks for listening to me today, folks. I really appreciate it. God bless you all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're a- listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.